Welcome to the Doghouse, tonight's episode. There's going to be a big piece of this episode where we're going to talk about why you don't fall in love with one particular racer. Huh, Phil? A little bit of man love.
I just don't have any faith in anybody in that series.
You shouldn't have any faith at all in the one you keep picking.
This is the first time he's let me down all season.
No, that's not true. That is not true. You want
me to go and look? I can pull the chart up.
Yes, it's not true. I know it's not true. Yeah, since he was injured, he hasn't been, I mean...
But he's had a difficult year.
He's had a difficult year. After his injury, he hasn't been the same.
But he's still scoring points.
That's fine. He's scoring points. That's true. I mean, and I get it. You had two good opportunities for, Q points this weekend. You just chose the wrong one.
Yeah. Okay, look, I mean, I had him. I'm looking. All right. He still got 16 points the race before. He got 14 when Gonzalez went down, and you lost points two rounds ago. He's had two rounds where he didn't finish, right? And you've had just as many in Moto 2 as I have, right?
Just as many points?
No, just as many 0 point races as I've had.
Gonzalez has had two.
One.
I know he's had one.
He's had two.
But you haven't hit Gonzalez every single time, have you?
No.
Just about.
I didn't think so.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, but you just about. Right?
Yeah, I was actually uncomfortable picking him because I don't like picking anybody. The one thing about going for Q points, if people who don't follow our pool might not understand, we get qualifying points and race points. Yeah. And you can rack up a lot of points if a guy qualifies poorly.
Matter of fact, Gonzalez has three races he did not score any points in this year.
Okay.
You picked him for two of them.
And how many points has he got in the championship? Because I get those when I pick him, right?
Yeah, but you haven't picked him consistently. And I'm picking the guy who's
most of the time. But most of the time I have. But I've been a lot of times where I didn't want to pick him because he's let me down too.
Yeah. But not as bad as Kinnett. About that. Yeah.
Neither one of them have been consistent. And not only that, just the number of people that have won races in Moto 2.
Every time I pick Kinnett, and including this weekend, he has not done well.
Yeah, Warren, stop picking Kinnett.
Jinx. Well, it's like the double whammy when you both pick him.
He can't take that. I understand.
That's a double doghouse.
Remember, Kinnett was the guy that was the perpetual Danny Pedrosa racer, right? He was number two. Figured second place almost every race.
Yeah,
in the prior and season, is. And not the same.
But next year, he's not.
How many second places does he have?
I don't know. He's got five podiums.
Five podiums. How many second places he got? He got second places in all but two races last season. Some ridiculous number like that.
I don't know.
Next year is going to be his year.
Probably not.
No, probably not. He's getting older. Next season is probably there's a couple other guys that are looking really good this season. One of them won the race this weekend. That was Danny Helgado.
I'm a Helgado.
He looked so good. At first, I was thinking, why hasn't he been like this all season?
He has done pretty well all season. We don't talk about him because he's not podiuming. He wasn't getting a bunch of podiums, right? So he got one podium, I think, and that's it that I can think of.
Yeah, but he did so much better than he has any other time this year.
I think he's been a perpetual top 10 guy. He's been one of the guys that's been out there, but not quite there. And so maybe they made a step this weekend. Who knows?
Maybe.
And the guy gets a lot of press, but you don't see him showing up. And this weekend he did. He was like so bad. Nobody could do anything about him this weekend.
No, he was all over it. But again, Warren
could have picked him and he would have crashed.
Yeah. That's what seems to happen. You know, I was thinking about Marrera as another pick, and that would have been a dumb move too. What did he finish, 10th or 11th?
He went down, didn't he? Did he DNF Marrera?
I don't know. You're asking me questions I don't have.
Or I'm thinking of something. No, it wasn't him. No. It wasn't him.
I thought he finished.
Hold on. He finished. He finished 14th.
14. Okay.
So 1 point. He might as well 2 points. Gone down. He might as well. Yeah, he got 2 points.
Right.
Yeah. But every time I go for the Q points, I always feel like I know this is going to blow up in my face. So,
but other than the pool, there was nothing that made that race interesting.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the fact that all the guys that were competing in the championship, they all none of them really showed up during practice or the
or the race.
I mean, Gonzalez qualified. Where did Gonzalez qualify? 13th place or something like that?
10th.
10th. Oh, he was in 10th? Oh, that's because they moved a bunch of people to the back.
Yeah, they moved a bunch of people.
Right. They moved a bunch of people. Otherwise, I think he was like 13th place qualifying. So, and Kinnett was like, what did Kinnett end up, his qualifying position end up after they took the people out?
But he
9th or 10th or 11th? 9th, yeah.
I think he was 9th. I think he was one above them.
Yeah. So anyway, so I don't know. But the interesting thing was that because of what had the two competitors behind Gonzalez having such miserable weekends, that was a big step for Gonzalez after this weekend. And he needed it because he has done nothing in weeks.
Yeah.
So that was a big gimme to him. That was a nice gift. So anyway, so Danny Helgado, let's see where it goes from here.
Yeah, I think he stepped up big time, and it'd be interesting to see what happens next race.
Yeah, it was kind of a strange race, with three people getting penalized to the back of the grid. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And most of the field getting a warning about slow racing during the qualifying. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the grid got a warning. Half the grid, no, a quarter of the grid actually got penalized. So.
Yeah.
So it was really weird. I've never seen anything like that before.
If you don't want to start up front, what business is that of the race series?
It's not that. It's about holding up other racers, right? Blocking them in during the qualifying. You're not supposed to do that. That's a rule you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to impede other racers during qualifying.
But if everyone else is going that slow, you might,
Well, they all got warnings. They all got warnings.
You're just trying to get around to get the slow guy in front of you, and you can't.
Well, sometimes you can't, right? Sometimes you can't. And the problem is there's some places where you can't pass on the track, and all it takes is somebody slowing down that one area there, and your lap's gone, right? You only have so many laps.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, so let's talk about MotoGP, which was actually kind of interesting. I thought it was like, I don't know where Alex Marquez must just somehow got the A-bike for this race. Because he was fast.
His brother put on the blue fairings and then wrote and run it down to
it. I saw the video of the celebrations. That definitely was Big Brother saying, I let you win. Let's roll around on the tough block.
I don't think he could get close to him. I don't think he got anywhere near
him. Well, then they should be investigating his.
That's what I was saying. I thought he was going to end up with some sort of penalty.
I know what happened. Yeah. It was Bagnaia's bike, because Bagnaia finished so far in the back. Mark took Bagnaia's bike down to Grassini and told him to paint it.
Yeah, Bagnaia was actually running Rin's bike, I heard, during this race.
Bagnaia borrowed a bike off of two of our listeners.
Yeah, right.
Let me borrow your fact.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, the only reason there is a B bike is because Bagnaia starts with a B.
Okay.
No, you guys admitted it the other day. It's fine. You don't have to.
So anyway, yeah, I know. That's.
I mean, it doesn't change anything.
It obviously doesn't change.
Hold on. Let me check out the real truth here. Alex Marquez's birthday. Date of birth, 4/23. All right. No, it wasn't his birthday. No. I was just trying to think if it was a birthday gift.
Yeah,
right. Like gift. If there was a special occasion here, I'm going to let you win.
It was the only track that I think he had not scored a win at, and it's his home track, Alex Marquez, either in Moto3 or Moto2.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, his brother was like, "Yeah, I'll just hang back and act like a king."
Well, you know something, Mark Marquez has had problems at that track in the past too, and it's his home track. It's not one of his favorite tracks.
Performance.
Yeah, so it's not. It's not been a good track for him. So he had one of his worst accidents there, as a matter of fact. But anyway, so let's talk about more about MotoGP. And that was, and I think you guys mentioned it. I mean, I think Bagnaia should just park the bike. it can only get worse from here. The only thing he hasn't done is snapped off a leg or something.
Hey, and there was a couple interviews with the Ducati brass, and it didn't sound good for Bagnaia.
No, they just say he can't figure it out. It doesn't matter. They give him
He lost his job last year.
Who, Bagnaia? He lost his
job when they decided, after his contract's up, we're moving Alex to the bike. They don't care about him.
They're moving who to the bike?
Alex Marquez.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Pedro Acosta. Let me ask a question,
Ken. Mm-hmm. It's a serious question. Yeah. Do they have five guys in Florida?
Yes.
Put my bacon double cheeseburger where your mouth is.
It's a long way to go. I will bet you. I will bet you a bacon double cheeseburger and that fries. It is not Alex Marquez on the other Ducati. On the other factory Ducati.
Yes. It's on.
I'll put it there.
We're there.
That's cool.
I can't put that in a book of no accountability because that's going to be accountable.
That's accountable.
You go to only one. And not from that crappy place by the hotel. I stayed up for my teeth.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Warren, he won't remember he said this. He's going to say, no, I never said that. So you're going to have to be the.
I've been saying it for a year now.
Oh, good. But you're saying, but you won't remember it when it comes time to pay off.
I know nothing.
That's right. Okay, well, if you guys want to talk about, world, whatever that stupid thing is, World Super Moto.
World Waste of Time.
Super Motocross Playoff Number One.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
I just call it the two-wheel chase.
Dagger, yeah. I like
that. I know. Yeah. I have absolutely no use. They've already crowned the 250 and the 450 champions. What are they doing? Just trying to find a way to extend the viewership?
Three champions. You got the Supercross champion, you got the Motocross champion, and then you got the overall champion.
That's like when they used to have this, what were they called? The CRV, or what was it called we had in MotoGP? The
Losers Champion.
And they used to give them an award, right?
CRT.
CRT. Yeah, they would give them an award for like who was the
You're not fast enough to race with the real bikes.
Right.
So we're going to give you a trophy.
Yeah, and they even did that in Moto America where they had the 1000 Super Sport award.
This would only be good. Right? And I think I've said this before, but I don't remember because I know nothing according to Ken.
Right.
But this would only be good as if it was an IROC race, a race of champions. Where they went over and they found out somebody, one of the losers from Europe that can't make Supercross who won the world championship there.
They have one. His name's Jose Prado.
Yeah, right. Bring over some guys from Australia. Bring over some guys from, I'm sure Japan has something.
India has it.
They're all on the grid now. They've got all that on the grid right now.
Yeah, but they don't. I mean, India, a guy in Royal Enfield out there wheeling it.
Right, right.
They
could do a Ryder Cup thing like an American team against
champion? Yeah. I don't know. Canada probably has their own.
We know there's a European champion, but their motocross is not like our motocross. So
bathe by fire, but
Tom Vial can prove that.
Yeah.
That's
right.
But bring those people in and find out if there's a South American one. Hell, there might be one on Antarctica. I don't know. Bring them.
I'm okay with that. That would be interesting. If there were country teams, I might watch it. But they're not, so I don't care anymore.
Well, I did enjoy the actual start of the race.
Yeah, that was the only part of the race that was worth watching. I'm going to turn it off
after start. Half going left, half going right.
Yeah, I mean, after that was over with, the rest of it was like, I don't care anymore.
Go
ahead.
But that was a waste. You're at the 4-wide Z-Max drag strip.
You should
start with the tree going down, and everybody drag racing the whole shotting that first one to the far end turn.
Yeah, yeah.
You're using a drag strip. Show me something.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Going from opposite directions, no less.
I don't know about that.
Give them some jousting sticks. I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Make it jousting sticks. That would be the way to do it. But in any case, so I have nothing more to say about it. Does anybody need to guess who won the overall in 250 and 450, really? Do you need to guess?
There is no overall. There was only one race.
No, they declared an overall.
I know, and I disagree with that.
They get the points for the overall. Yeah,
50 points for one race. That's just wrong.
I love that. Well, we want Deegan and Jet to get the points. So the I can hear some thunder off in the distance. Let's call it.
A little thunder. A little thunder.
Because Hamaker, he led up to the last 2 minutes of the race. Flagged to the last 2 minutes.
Look, he was. You only need to lead the last 15 feet.
That's exactly. That's true. Not even 15 feet. The last 6 inches, right? But yeah. Phil couldn't manage that. But anyway.
I mean, it's hard to figure out how long 6 inches is.
There was no guarantee that Deegan was going to win the next race. And they gave him
two wins. There's a better shot that there's no guarantee he wouldn't.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. To me, this is just
he didn't win the second race. No one won the second.
It's not about skills. This is an attempt.
I don't even think this is making money.
No, but I think it was an attempt to extend some advertising space, basically, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is because this is not what that is. Mm-hmm. This is because Supercross and Motocross are pissed off that NBC ran Monster Energy out of dirt bike racing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What did we used to have this time of the year? The Monster Million.
Yeah.
Well, you got rid of the Monster Energy girls on. You got rid of Donna Dahlgren.
Nobody's putting up $1 million anymore.
Nobody's putting up $1 million anymore. Yeah. And you lost four hours of television.
Well, and they shortened the shortest motocross season ever was this year.
Yeah.
That they've ever had. So.
Right. I think this is retarded.
I'll say it's retarded.
You're right. You guys are right. This is a money thing. Failed is just trying to suck every penny they can out of it, and they don't care about the races. NBC doesn't care about the racing.
NBC ran Monster out somehow. I don't know how, but Monster was like big into this.
It would be easy for NBC to run Monster out. All they have to do is just start, saying it's going to be like this, right? Monster, I'm sure, said no. We're spending $15 million a year on your series. You're not going to tell us what we are and aren't going to do. And they said, oh yes, we are. We're the broadcasters. We have final say. And they said, okay, you know what? It's our money. We have the final say.
Right. And that money walks. That whole Monster, like, all right, it was fun watching for the Monster Million because it's like, somebody's going to win $1 million. It was exciting. Yeah, yeah. Guys, pretty much take what you win, run what you bronk.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
This now is like, I mean, it's not even like they're doing it right away. They're doing it right away because, like, the Monster Energy Cup was in, like, late October.
Yeah.
After the season, 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely. Yeah, it was a ways after the season. You're right. But now the season got over with in the beginning of basically late August. The season got over with. So
it's useless.
It hurts them in more ways than it could possibly ever benefit them.
It doesn't hurt them.
It hurts motocross. It hurts the motocross series.
But that doesn't matter. It makes money for Failed. It makes money for NBC. It should matter
to Lucas Oil, who's spending a ton of money on it.
Yeah, it doesn't give that much return to the sponsors. It doesn't give any money, extra money to the. Well, it does because you get more money for winning the Super Motocross. But overall, the racers don't get anything extra for this. Most of them don't see that.
Yeah, but you're missing the point.
No,
the sponsor who's sponsoring the series, okay, is getting far less airtime now than they were, and that's what they're paying for.
That's a great way to drive
Lucas Oil, who's been their sponsors for a decade, out.
Yeah, it was kind of crappy. It was
the 250 races. The only thing that made it exciting was Deegan running through the pack to get up there and then take the win with 2 minutes left. And the 450s, it was the jet show as usual.
Yep.
Yeah, Tomac looked good for the first six laps, then he crashed.
And
never really recovered from it.
No, because he's old and shouldn't be racing.
Exactly, exactly. He's basically a seat warmer is all he is. So, anyways, So that was that, and we're gonna be done with Moto America coming up pretty soon, right?
Two more.
They're going to Coda next, and then one more stop in New Jersey.
Coda,
right?
And Jersey, Jersey. Coda.
Yeah, Jersey. Coda and New Jersey. Yep. Right. And that's all happening before the end of this month. Both stops. They're done the last week in September.
And Super Motocross going to St. Louis, Missouri. Now they probably got the next snow one. There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but it's indoors.
Yeah.
It's in the stadium, and then they go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know what stadium they're going to be in, right? Lucas Oil Stadium. That's what the stadium in St. Louis is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like double whammy on Lucas Oil.
I don't know if they go outside in this one, because some of them they run indoors and outdoors. I haven't seen the track layout yet.
That's for open stadiums, I think.
That's for open stadiums. They don't do that when they're in what you call. But like, I don't know. I just have no interest.
That's where I am. I have no interest in this at all. Right? I'm not going to even watch anything anymore. Right? Any of it.
I don't even watch.
Get off my lawn, says.
I don't even watch my Arena lawn. Cross.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. I might have to take a look at Arena Cross.
Yeah.
It's actually some pretty fun racing. That and the, what's the one where they'd race over the logs and tires and stuff. There, that series is pretty interesting too.
Trial bikes?
No, not trial.
No, they have a thing where they create all these obstacles. Yeah. They create all these obstacles.
Like a hair scramble.
Yeah.
Indoors, in a stadium.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. They have to go over logs and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. But that race was not cool. None of that was cool. So I'm done. Thank you, Super Motocross or whatever the hell you're called. And I'm done with you for the season. Congratulations.
You won.
You're going to kill more racing.
And what about, speaking of killing racing, I mean, have they had any difference in the World Superbike in like 10 rounds?
No, it hasn't. No, it's been pretty much fixed. It's pretty much fixed.
Both races. I didn't watch a sprint, but I watched both races.
Yeah. I think that Razgatlioglu is just going to run away with it. So
he already has, essentially.
Well, the thing is, the season's going to be over with in 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't know if he's approaching on lead. How many?
He's got 39. A 39-point lead, so he's still very catchable.
He's catchable. But there hasn't been any sign of catching going on in a long time.
Well, he's catchable if he wrecks.
Right.
Yeah. He has a DNF.
Which he does very infrequently.
Yeah.
So.
But what we didn't mention about in MotoGP is Marquez is almost mathematically the champion already.
Well, if he would have won that race, if he could have actually closed it out in the sprint race.
So now maybe two more races.
He can't close it out on this one unless Alex has a DNF.
Which he's done several times.
Yes. He could still be declared the champion in the race itself after the race.
I think we should declare him the champion. That way
we've declared him.
I don't think we've said the magic words though.
Yes, we have. We said it quite a while ago.
I've said it like twice now.
Yes.
Because they got what? They got Japan. Indonesia,
they got a lot left. Australia, there's a lot of Moto 2 left.
In Oh, yeah.
They got six.
They go to November. Races. They go well into November.
Yeah. Oh, seven. San Marino this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then after San Marino, I think they start their Asia tour.
Yeah, then they go Japan, Indonesia, Australia, Malaysia.
And I hate those races because they're always like a day earlier for us. And you got to think.
That international dateline just kills us.
It just screws us up because
all just be on the same day.
They're racing on Saturday. Yeah, exactly. Right? I don't really care that it's dark out when it's light here. It doesn't bother me.
Doesn't matter to me, bud.
That's why they have lights.
8 o'clock in the morning is dark in your country. If you don't want that, live in America.
Exactly. Well, they've been trying, believe me. They've been trying to live in America.
Yeah, based on the numbers, that's a true statement.
Yeah. Because they listen to you, Phil. It's your fault. It's not Biden's fault. It's your fault.
Could be.
Yeah, could be.
Could be.
So anyway, a lot of MotoGP left. Not a whole lot of World Superbike left, but World Superbike's getting kind of boring to watch. I think
the two races were boring. I watched them. I ended up fast forwarding
Well, when so one guy
five
wins
or six laps,
one guy's winning by more than 6 seconds. I think he won by 8 seconds in one race and 6.5 in the next. And you know, they start celebrating laps early, like Holgado did, because he was so far
out ahead.
They
got to get rid of this whole celebration stuff.
Well, celebrating during the race is what I'm talking about.
No, I just mean they're like cheesy celebrations at the end too.
Well, you know, they make when you get crowned, they do this whole big event, but the crowds at the stadium seem to like it, so it doesn't bother me.
I don't know.
You know, I really like Quartararo's celebration. I thought that was cool because he had the animation and everything 3D.
Oh,
animation.
I thought he surrendered to the other riders.
Well, he did. He did, but they didn't accept his surrender, so he won the championship after all. Well, that's what the white flag means on the last lap.
Yeah, well, it's
time for it's time for the French to surrender. Poor Zarco is like the guy's going to end up a cripple by this time this season's over with.
Yeah,
he's like every race.
He is on a Honda.
He is. Yeah, he is. What do you think? That's what happens when you sign it.
Murder cycle. He's on the murder cycle.
Yeah. Suicide cycle. It doesn't murder people when you sign the contract. That's considered suicide pact.
I don't know.
So I don't know. Not much to really be excited about in racing right now because the GP championship is pretty much covered. World Superbike Championship is pretty much covered. Moto 2 is a bit of a wild card, although when the guys that are second and third in the championship side, they're going to not collect points. That's going to be a big difference. Emma might let Gonzalez get away, you know, pretty easy.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough consistency to beat Gonzalez.
Doesn't seem like it. Nobody else on the grid seems to be able to put together any consistency. Even he doesn't, but you know, he scored a lot of points early on.
I think guys like Holgado and a couple others will, but I think they're just far enough back that they won't catch him.
I think it'll take a bunch of crashes. So the only thing we got to look forward to is right now is Supercross.
Yeah,
and that's a long way off.
It's a long way off.
January. Anyway.
And then I want to, you know, see where how the teams break out because a whole lot more silly season we're going to have to deal with both.
We had to kind of thumb through all that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk flat track, but you can't watch it. So what's the point?
I think it only has one more race left anyway.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm not positive about that, but I'm pretty sure there's only one, maybe no more than two left.
Yeah, but the problem with flat track having right now is it's kind of like super motocross. How many people really give a damn anymore?
Yeah.
And that's exactly where the series was about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody cared anymore. They couldn't fill the stands.
And then they did it to the ground.
And then they made the biggest turnaround and they said, okay, we're doing really good now, so let's screw it all up.
Yeah.
So anyway.
NBC, where motorsports go to die.
Yeah, how come anybody else in any of these series can't figure it out? So all they can see is, I guess, the zeros. Is that what it is?
They got Ken Kaplan syndrome.
I can't fault them for the zeros, man.
Is that a dollar sign?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that four zeros?
That's right. As long as they put the dollar sign.
When the lottery hit $1 billion, I'm sure Ken said, I smell zeros. Let's go.
I smell zeros, but I didn't buy a ticket. Did you guys?
I did.
Did you buy a ticket?
Like $20.
Did they people at the shop? Did you put together like a pool and buy a bunch of tickets?
Hell no! If I win, I want them people to be broke.
Well, I don't care about you, Phil. I'm talking about the other people. Did they?
I don't know.
A lot of companies people do that.
No. Our crew hates each other so much. They don't want to share with any of them.
Well, anyway, two people won.
There's two guys at my shop. I already have their suicide notes written out in case they die at work. That way, their wives can't get anything. Be like, no, he handed this to me just before. And I promised him I would do it. I'd be like, I got you covered.
So, you know, a guy won one person won in Indiana and one person won in somewhere else in the Midwest, right?
They're both in Texas.
Maybe it was Texas. Okay. And so what do you think the first reaction was when they found out that somebody else won too? First, they thought they had won $1.7 billion, right? They didn't know.
It was probably, how much is the tax guy taking?
Yeah. It's like, you mean we're only going to walk away with 400 and some million apiece?
No. Probably more like, oh, hell, there you go. I'll probably clear $20 out of this.
They actually got over 400 million each one. is what they are.
That's not bad.
That's after taxes, Phil.
That's livable. But here, I'm going to say something, Ken. There's no such thing as after taxes. There's after the first big tax payment, and then they keep taxing you every time you use that money or do anything with that money. So there's never, everybody goes after taxes. Taxes don't end, right? It's not like, hey, here's my money. I don't pay taxes no more. They tax your car. Yes, house. They tax.
But you can't if you don't spend the money. It's after taxes.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the point of having it?
I don't know. Leave something behind for your progeny, Phil.
Well, I don't think he's got that knock on the door yet.
He doesn't know it. All right.